Hello, I'm back. Jacob, Jakey P, JP, whatever you want to call me. And I am finally back. The long-awaited return. Jakey fucking thoughts. Episode 16. It is currently April 25th, 2024. Thursday. So it's AM, by the way. 3:31 AM. And I wanted to come on here to give my update, because last time I made one of these was in January. So I want to give a good update about what I talked about in January, what has happened in, since January to now, the past, present day, and also a little bit into the future. So where do I begin? Let's go with... since the last time I made one of these. So that was in January. At that time, I was going through a very tough time in my life, honestly. Probably the most emotionally draining 2 months I've ever had in my life. Because I just dealt with a breakup that I did not see coming. And it hurt a lot. Now I can look back and see, like, I've grown a lot from it. I've got more wisdom now, and that's good. But at that time, I wasn't ready. That's why it's hard, and since it was my first relationship, that's why it's even harder. Going from, you know, Thanksgiving to December, saw each other before Christmas, and then that was the last time we've seen each other. It wasn't the end of December. We haven't even seen each other this year. And that's life. Whether we're friends, strangers, lovers, whatever it may be back then, now, in the future, the fact still stands. The last time we saw each other was in the end of December. And I didn't see it coming. I just thought, it's Christmas, probably their reach out to families, just, you know, it's the holidays, that's reasonable. But it became an issue going into New Year's when I had no response, no nothing, no calls answered, thus something happened. Then I had to make the executive decision. Do I sound the alarm? Do I say, like, hey, like, what is this? We've been together for a long time, what is this right now? And then I've had to do it. I asked friends, a lot of people's advice, which helped me through it. Just, what would they do in a situation? So I did what they told me. We figured out what's going on. And that's how the breakup happened. On New Year's. So, it happened. It was very emotional. But, as an adult, I just had to accept it. As a 20-year-old at that time, I just had to be like, you know what? We both have long lives ahead of us. You could do whatever you want to do. I'm going to do what I want to do. And we'll see if we ever get back together in the future. And if not, we don't. If we do, we do. And that was the last phone call I had was January 1st. The last time I saw her was in December. So since then, it's just been all about Jacob. And it's been a lot of ups, a lot of downs, some ups, some mediums, some hills, some slumps. It's been a lot of different things. But it hurt at the time, but thinking about it now, I don't mind. Because there's a sense of freedom you get as being a single and a very independent person alone. Well, it sounds bad, but I've lived this life alone a long time. Those almost 2 years, which, by the way, in 5 days would have marked 2 years. These 2 years was something different, right? It was like an experiment for me, personally. It was like going out and testing the waters, as they say. It's like going out to a whole new country, a whole new continent, a whole new state. Just seeing how it is, if you could live through it. And Now I know. I could live life in a relationship with someone. It just has to be the right person. But I know that now, since I'm 21, and I got a relationship when I was 19, I've learned a lot in those 2 years about relationships, what to do, what not to do, you know, how to be there for the person, when to give them space, when not to give them space. I've learned a lot. And honestly, I'm kind of happy the breakup happens because it's a learning lesson for myself. And the pain I endured the first 2 months after post-breakup weren't good. I was depressed, going through a lot of emotional episodes, a lot of different things. Meanwhile, the other side of it, it's just life. Move on. It's easy when you've gone through that before and it's not your first relationship. But for me, it's the first one. It's tough. And then that was always on my mind. Got a job. Thought, ooh, it's new job, sales, I want a new opportunity. Probably make way more money than I would at a restaurant. Fortunately, the concept sounded good, but the actual work itself was not for me. I only lasted 3 or 4 weeks there. Got the job. Looked for so many jobs, but then chose this job because it was some relative close to where I lived. Wasn't. Tried it. Didn't live up to the expectations that I wanted personally, and I didn't live up to the company's expectations. Eventually, we mutually agreed that it's best for me to step away, try something else, let someone else who is better suited for that position to take my spot, and move on. Meanwhile, I was still going through the breakup, so that was very hard for me to focus. I was still in trying to make it not as bad, still trying to communicate, still trying to be a friend. And although my friends were annoying, you know, everyone said the same thing. I was like, no way. I know her more than you. They're pretty much right about a lot of things. It's not a bad person, but it's the bad, like, morals of it. When you break up, you know, you can really see what they are. I mean, so, and I didn't want to believe it, but I've seen it, and now I understand it. And, hey, maybe she'll come back as a friend. Maybe not. But now I know that. Because I tried communicating, I tried so hard right after, I tried to make it not seem like a big deal when it really was, try to keep communication straight, try my best to cope, but coping ended up hurting me more, made me make dumb decisions and blah 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 blah, and it was painful. January and February, painful. I was broke. I had like nothing going for me. I didn't have money. I just failed school that semester. Job wasn't good. Relationship wasn't good. My mental health wasn't good. My physical health definitely wasn't good. I wasn't eating because of it. I wasn't sleeping because I was thinking about it. A lot of bad things. A lot of bad things. But the first step to that is just accept it. Accept it and move on. Second step is find things that you enjoy. Try new things. And eventually, that's what I started doing at the end of February. I left my job, left that new job, it wasn't for me. Went back to Coastal Flats, my old job, where I knew I was comfortable, it wasn't too hard, I knew exactly what to do. The learning curve, I knew what I was making, I knew what was going to be done. So I did that, started going to the gym, which I haven't gone to the gym in like 2 months, so I'm being bad with that, but I will. You know, go to gym. Go back to my old job. Get back to the grind. That was my mindset. Just get back to the grind. Don't worry about her. Don't worry about your relationship that you had. Worry about what you can't control at the present was my biggest mindset. And it's the same mindset I have now. Same mindset. I got through that. I went through hard times in 2021, 2022. Because I had the mindset of just work will be my distraction. Playing video games. Streaming. Making music. That will be my distraction. So I don't think about that stuff. And it's been nice. Ever since then, we haven't really texted at all. Maybe like twice this month. I don't really think of her anymore. I'm actually more thinking of myself. And like what I want to do. Which I'm going to talk about in the relationship stuff. What I'm going to probably do. And yeah, I put less mind to that and more mind to myself. It's all about me. That's how it is. Unfortunately, that's how life is. You gotta, it's all about yourself first, and then significant other or friends second, or family second. Well, you know, pop parents as well. But yeah, I learned a lot. Not even mad it happened. Happy it happened. Cause now, we'll see what happens with our own respective lives. Whether both of us find happiness with someone else, or one of us finds happiness, the other person wants to go back, which I don't really want to go back, honestly. I'm kind of over it. It's fun, but honestly, I'm not trying to be like weird or anything. I could find someone better. She was really good, but there's always someone better. Because our interests weren't that, didn't really go well together. We made it work because we just loved each other that much. But in hindsight, our interests and hobbies didn't really go together well. Our taste in music didn't go, our taste in foods didn't go. What we want to do outside of work didn't really work. So, hindsight, both of us could find people that are better for both of us. We just made it work because we made it work because we had that much love. And sometimes that's how it happens. You might not like how that might not be your type. You might not have the same hobbies, blah, blah, blah. But if you guys love each other and have that connection, we had a connection, you guys will make it work for as long as it lasts. And that's just how relationships work. But I really think both of us will find people that are better for both of us and provide what both of us need in our person, what we both need for ourselves. And yeah. What I really hope happens is both of us could go into the summer, go into next fall, hang out one time, and to see that both of us have grown from it, out of relationship, grown into who they want to be as a person. Whether we're best friends or just friends who talk every couple months, or strangers. Even then, at least I knew the impact that I put on her life, and she knows the impact that she put to mine for 2 years. At the end of the day, I'm satisfied with that. No beef, nothing. And yeah, you can only wish for the best for people. I can't pray on her downfall, because there's no point in me praying on downfalls. She wouldn't pray on my downfall, I hope. And if she is, then that's fucked up. And that doesn't, I don't really care what people think, because I've made it far in life without really listening or caring to what people say about me. And yeah, the next month after our breakups are a reflection of see how they react. You never know. God sometimes has a way of making things right. Maybe she comes back. Will I say yes? Maybe. It really depends what I'm going to do in my life with that aspect of it. And if it's right, if I feel like it's the right thing, go for it again. If I don't, I respectfully say no. And she can understand. I hope. Because we're adults. We're not teens anymore. We're not children, we're not teens. We're adults with jobs and careers to have. And hey, I don't know what she's doing right now. And she probably doesn't know what I'm doing. But that's perfectly fine. Because this is a good space. And it lets us focus on ourselves in a world that has tons of distractions, allows both of us to focus. And yep, maybe she's dating someone. Maybe she's doing whatever. Maybe she's just trying, experimenting. Who cares? It's all about me now. And that's the biggest thing I took away from what I talked about in my last podcast in January, which was episode 15. It's just like post-breakup. I talked about wants and needs. What our wants, what our needs. And yeah, we could skip through that. Episode 15. So, like I said, January, February, top end of January. Left the new job, went back to Coastal, started going to gym for a bit. Going into March, got back to Coastal, and really, really started just focusing on, I'm going to look at my paycheck right now. So you can see, really focusing on working and living how I want to live as living life as a single. Yeah, I've got every paycheck has been $750 or higher. And four paychecks, my paycheck has, I think it's increased every single paycheck. Yes, every paycheck's increased. It won't increase now because I'm not working 60 hours. But so far, I've made around, let's say 8, 16, 24, it's like $3,100. As I returned, so, and it's been not that bad. So I've been really focused on my job, focusing on my personal health, and that's been very good. Going into March, was going back to Coastal, getting reacclimated, and doing stuff that I enjoy. I streamed a lot after the post breakup. I stopped a little bit in February, calmed it down. Going into March, I calmed it down, but I'm going back to stream as much as I can. Finally got made my Spotify page, and that's the coolest thing for me. Started making, uploading my old music that I enjoy, and also started making new music. That's a new hobby I have. I put out the basketball hoop. Me and my dad put the basketball hoop back to play some basketball back again. I've got new clothes. I planned some stuff out for the future, which I never do, which is awesome, which will lead us to the next topic, or present. Just continues getting money, got stuff done for my car, although I still have a little bit more to do, which one major fix I have to do, and a couple recalls, and fix my key. Once I get those things settled, plan to trade in my car for a different car, and then, so, my financial it's getting better, it's improving. Getting back to how it was way before, like in 2023, 2022. That's good. Honestly, I'm tired a lot, but I'm used to being tired. I'm not drained, though, emotionally drained or crying every night. No, I'm fine. I am chilling. Yeah, living life. Just like I was when I was single. Just with a lot more wisdom. And a lot more freedom, honestly. Yeah. The bumpy road of 2024, the road has been bumpy. Might be a little potholes, but I think I'm finally on a nice cement, nice, good road. No potholes. It's flat, not too bumpy. A little bit of bumps, okay, a little bit. Maybe a couple holes in it, but not potholes, like where there's damage. That's basically what I'm on right now. But the little holes mean car payment, not having the most money right now, not being the most financial stable. Sure, those are little holes in it. But at least now it's not like a fucking dirt road like it was in January, February. So it's starting to become a very straight and flat road. No perfect, gotta be perfect. So yeah, that was January, February sucked. March, get back. Now it's April. It's the 25th. And we're going to present day. April 25th. So, we are here in April. Coastal's been very good. Working. Off days are good, which are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, every single week. That's been good. The good rest, going to the cleaners, I have to go tomorrow or today actually, get my uniform, and then back Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And the reason I didn't say Monday is for a special surprise, because in March, one of my online buddies from Chicago, Illinois, came down with his brother and his dad, and we hung out in DC. And it was very fun. It's different. Change of pace. Something that I wish I could do with, someone I love. But it was a very fun time. Enjoyed. Nice 12-hour, 10-hour day doing stuff in D.C. And that prompted me to planning a trip to Chicago, Illinois. They went down to DC. So that's my turn to go up to Illinois. And that trip is in 4 days. The 29th is when I leave. So I'm very excited for this trip. I saved as much money as I can. I could, especially with doing my car, but to make the trip happen. And plan to pack tomorrow or today. And Sunday night as well. Planning to pack, get all ready. My flight is in the morning. This is the first time in my life I've I've ever gone on a trip by myself. So yeah, it's gonna be interesting. Going to be very interesting, but yeah, it's gonna be fun. We have a lot of things planned for Chicago, and just gonna try and enjoy it the best I can, because it's gonna be from the 29th, so I have to get a shift covered. The 29th to Thursday morning. So I leave Monday morning and I come back Thursday, like right after 12 or something, or the night after. So I'm very excited for that trip. I've had that trip planned since March. Once they left, I was like, you know what? They said the flights aren't that bad in Illinois. Probably find a cheap one, which I did. Like less than 200. Or it was like 140, but I had to switch a couple things. Because a couple circumstances. It was like 140, now it's like 210. But that's fine. Like $200 for a trip, 4 days. Not bad. And a lot of things planned. I'm very excited for it. It's something I'm very excited for. You know? That's good. And yeah. Just trying my best to live. Because I'm 21. I'm no longer 18 or in high school making these. I am 21. And honestly, I want to start doing more adult things. One thing I have in the future that I want to do maybe in the summer is try to get a motorcycle license. It's been on my mind for a couple years. So ever since my brother got his when he was like in college, I've always been interested. I spent a lot of time researching motorcycles when he had his, and that kind of stopped because I just had to focus on getting a car first. But now that I have a car, which I will most likely trade in, so once I have my trade-in car, I think that hopefully in the summer, maybe fall, maybe even winter, I will take a BRC class, a biker riding course, which she did, and get a motorcycle license. And then I'll probably ask if we could find, because I kind of know what motorcycles I already want. Because he has one in the garage. He had two. I think he sold it. I think one of them was maybe like a 500 or 400 cc, and then the one he has garage probably like a 250. So he has one garage, but probably doesn't work, so we're not even gonna. But I'd ask. Probably look for a Kawasaki Ninja 400, most likely 500 though, because 500 is better, the same price as well. And that's something I have planned in the future, is get a motorcycle license. Trade in my car first. Get my car fixed. Trade that bitch. Get a car that I actually want, that's more reliable, will last 5-7 years at least. Get that done. Then try to find a cheap, maybe not really, really cheap motorcycle, because I don't want a slow one, but not too expensive. Maybe like a 4 or 5K motorcycle. If it's brand new. If it's not, maybe like less. Get that. Put that somewhere. And then yeah, I'll have a motorcycle license, driver's license, have a car, which would be a good commute, decent, not so central, and then I like a decent, really above average motorcycle, So I could use that on spring and summer. And then the car for spring, summer, fall, motorcycle season. Winter could be a car. Boom. That's one thing I really want to do. Is get that. The courses right now cost around $350. Depend on states. It varies state to state. What I researched, the state's different. But it's fine. I actually seen the motorcycle classes. When I go to the mall, they do it in that parking lot of a mall. So I actually seen them do it. So summer, fall, get that done. Get the license. By then, let's say by fall, I should be very good financially. I should have the new car, a lot of new things. I still have to get a new PC, which is one of the biggest things on my bucket list right now, is getting a way better PC. Maybe better monitors. I'll have to salvage some money somewhere by doing something. So I'll figure that one out when that's more important. Right now, it's not. That's like personal. So, yep, cutting that down. And yeah. Have a motorcycle license, motorcycle, and a car. That's the plan for this year. By the end of it. A new PC by the end of this year. Clothing wise, it's fine. I just bought 4 pairs of shoes for like $270. They're all the same. My other pairs, they're different color. That's tough. Clothing wise is good. I have a lot of nice clothes, summer clothes. Maybe I'll get better, more winter clothes. So when it's closer for winter, I'll get winter clothes. But besides that, good. Moving out wise, I think, realistically, based on when my brother moved out, probably when I finish my school. Or at least I'm like literally one less than a semester. Like if I have 3 or 4 classes, then I'll probably move out. I know though, the best bet is to stay here and deal with it. Until at least I'm very, very close to finish school, then I could truly look to moving out and finding a place where I can live for at least a year or two. And then work-wise, honestly, I really enjoy the runner stuff right now. But maybe in June, I could try to become a server over the summer when it's very busy. One of the runners did that. Over the summer, he was a server. But then in the fall, he went back to a runner. So maybe I could do that. Or I could be, like, both. We're at a point where it's, like, I could be a runner, and then sometimes I could be a server based. If, like, someone needs a server, I could be a server. Right? That's personal. That's something I'm interested in doing. I don't know if I will do it, though, because server is a lot more work than a runner. But if it's the summer, and I don't have to watch no like Capitals games or anything, no sport events, it's just summer and it's work, and then obviously on the days off, spend it doing adult stuff. Yeah, it's it might be good, especially if I'm better financially. It might be really good to get good at serving, and then maybe I could try look bartending or just be a good server and then go back to being a runner. Being a server and runner. And then see how that works out. And then financially, hopefully it'll be really good by the summer. With the new car, at least. That's the biggest thing before. Just have a new car. First thought right now is fix this car with the money I currently have, which isn't the most. So I gotta figure that out. And then, I want to go to Chicago. My car might be at the dealership for the entire week, which is fine. But if it's fixed, it's fixed. I have a new car. Go to get the recalls fixed and the key fixed. Then I can go to my bank or my credit union, have them set this up. And then truly start looking for trade-ins and do that throughout May. Go into June, have a new car. Before the problem comes, another problem happens with my car. Going to June, new car, really could start taking, stacking up money. Maybe let's become a server, you'll make more money if I'm good at it. Go through, let's say we go that route. Let's say in mid-June, server, I'll go July, August, server, make money. Go back to school September, probably have to go back as a runner. Or figure something out. And, And yeah, that's the financial and work aspect. And then more for like personal adult stuff and relationship. honestly thinking, probably gonna go out. I think venturing into that aspect of my life is good at this time. So I'm 21 and I'm still young. I think I'm actually serious about dating apps now. Like as a joke, when I was 18, I made some just to see, and nothing really came out of it. I made like profile every dating app, and like maybe there was like 15, 20 matches on like all the four I had, but nothing serious happened. And I think now, since I'm at that age where it's like I'm basically almost done, based on my age, 21, 22, 23, almost done with college for most of us. Then you could really find people around the same thoughts and age and what looking forward to in their life. So yeah. Tried dating apps, make serious profiles. My Tinder one's kind of like a jokey one. It's not serious. My Hinge one is very serious. My Hinge one is though. So we'll see how that goes. Dating app. And then I'm just going out. Going out to like the bar or something. Maybe not the club. I don't know. I'd also go with people to the club. Like people who actually have gone to the club before I'd go with. And like good people, obviously. And then bars. But I don't really drink, so I don't know how that works. Maybe I'll start drinking, but not like that. Drinking because of the bar. And then experience life because you don't get to experience a lot of this once you're in a career, right? When you're in college, though, you get to go to freaking parties and go out and stuff. So I think that my goal comes from my personal adult life and relationship is I'm ready for it. I know what I have to do when it comes to financial and work and that stuff already. I have it set up. I just have to do the work. But it's not bad to go out and make new friends. Maybe go on dates, meet new people, see if it works, see if it doesn't. Just experience, live life to the most at my age before it gets too late. And then I'm just really focused on my career. That's not bad. That's what I would definitely wanna try to do more. And especially like after once it comes to fall again, go to like hockey games, sports bars, shit like that, sporting events. I would definitely wanna go out and about, eat at nice places, go DC, go to Arlington. Mosaic, whatever nice place there in Virginia Beach. Go to those places, have a good time, live life, work, make money, ride motorcycle. I don't fucking know. Do you get a tattoo? I do. Why don't I get those temporary tattoos and see how it looks on certain body parts, like somewhere on my arm. Maybe something small on my wrist. And if we want, try a temporary tattoo on my thighs. Right before my knee is where. In the front, obviously. Maybe something on my back. And maybe something on my shoulder. That's kind of the place I want it. I want, like, thighs, shoulder, back is okay. Not the neck, face, and hands. No, lower arm maybe, but that would be annoying for like professional problems. But most of the places where you can't really see it, the shoulder you can if I show it, but like my thigh, not really. Back, if I'm like shirtless. Arm, but not. Like fully. I know people at some people work at full arm. I don't think I get their stomach. I would never though. I know it's just temporary before I got the real thing. But
A lot of things I want to do. Went into the summer, in the fall, and the end of the year. And, yeah. I still don't think I'll ever like drinking alcohol, but never know. We all like it. That's like fun. I always hear stories of people getting super drunk and then going hungover and having a good time and sleeping at people's places. I don't know. Doing that stuff. I don't know if I fell upon it. Maybe I should experience it for once. I'd never do it again. I just start living like that. And, sorry. And see how it is. But yeah. It's gonna be very interesting. I'm very excited for Chicago. Like I said, I'm gonna pack once most of my clothes get washed. I gotta pack. Right, let me check the weather for Illinois. It looks like it's going to be decently weather. I think I'll bring I don't know how many pants I'll bring. Maybe a couple, like nice pants. And obviously bring my belt. Bring some shorts, obviously. I think I'm gonna only bring my one pair of shoes. Although I'd love to bring my nice Nikes. But yeah. Well, it looks like it's gonna be decent in Chicago. Back to Berk, not back to my location. It's actually better weather here. 10 hours. Holy fuck, it's gonna be 90 on Monday. God damn. Holy fuck. That's hot as shit. But yep, very excited for Chicago trip. I want to create more music, whether it's before, which probably not at this point because I could have done it when I come back. I'll make more music. Yeah, stream. I'm playing a stream last Sunday night after I finished working. Do a long, like, I don't even know. Well, because the Capitals are playing, so I gotta watch the Capitals probably fucking lose stream. I need like a watch party and also stream. Yeah. It'll be interesting. Potentially, to say the least. Go to Chicago. Hopefully, nothing bad happens. Goes good. Come back. Work grind. Mother's Day, the 12th. Gonna be a long day for me working double, but I'll live. Just continuously work. Car fixed. Trade it in. Get a better car. And yeah. You just pull apart. Finish your shit. Go to bed, wake up, get my uniforms, put gas in the car, relax, chill out, prepare myself for this weekend, pack tomorrow night, and yeah, a lot of things planned. Come back from Chicago, honestly, probably go out. Let Chicago be out and about. Maybe I'll come out of Virginia. Start going out and about like that. Start living like that for a little bit. And see. Because I am 21. I can legally drink. I can legally do a lot of different things. Although I never do drugs. That's the one line I'm not crossing. I'm never doing. Although vape is like, it's just goofy. I think vape's goofy. Go to my little fucking thing. Everyone at my work does it, which is fine. But it doesn't, I don't know. At least drinking to me seems a little bit not as bad as vaping. Because vaping and that is easy access. Drinking, you have to like make a decent drink or get it. Like, I wouldn't just drink beer. I would drink something like good. Like a margarita or something. Something good. Whatever good. Mojito. Margarita. Cocktail. Mocktail. Something good. And only be like once in a while. I'm just fucking drinking Miller Long Meat. Bud Light. Heineken. Stella Artois. Come on. Corona. That's goofy as fuck. I fucking drink wine over those shit. Red wine. $60 wine. I don't give a fuck. Enjoy myself. Eating my steak. Instead of fucking vaping, bro. What the fuck? Or a cigarette. Like, ugh. But yeah. Lots to look forward to. Can't even look back anymore. Kind of forget that that shit happens when I'm starting to really, really get it. But yeah. Gonna be chilling like a Benny, and yeah, fucking not mean to open my insurance. No. Very excited for what the future holds. It's gonna should be good, honestly. It's 42-minute jakey thought. Bring it back. Yeah. I'm excited, to say the least. I have lots to do, a life to live. And it's almost the end of April. It's gonna be May, and then June, which is summer. So it'll be May, like the end of spring, going into the summer. And if everything works out, maybe it'll be another relationship. In the summer. That's a bonus. That's a plus. That'd be fucking awesome. Make money. Got a new whip. Shit. Fucking be able to get a PC finally. Got my personal shit. Good. And yeah. Let me do that. Yeah. Be chilling. Happy. And make 2024 as good as 2022 was, but better, more mature, lessons learned. But yeah, I'm like high as fuck. Super excited to finally like just live. Nice clothes, nice shoes, confident. I like how I look besides not being like. I'm still trying to gain more weight, so that's always going to be an ongoing battle. But besides that, I'm happy with who I am. And what I do. I'm not a fan. Not ashamed at all. About who I am as a person. At least people respect me for who I am and not being someone I'm not. So that's my biggest thing. Just be you. Don't be someone you're not. Me being myself, people can respect that. Whether they don't like me or they love me, they have respect that I'm just being who I was meant to be. Instead of being fake.
I kept saying fake people. How old be real? Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. That's what makes me different. I'm willing to listen to people, give them my opinion, and vice versa. They listen to me and give me an opinion, I'll listen to it, whether I'll take it with a grain of salt or actually use their advice. But yeah, like, I love hearing people's, like, stories and shit, their past. So it gives me an idea of how they're built up as a person. Mentally. So, yeah. It's interesting, for sure. I gotta brush my teeth before I tanner. So. I feel like I could keep talking. Probably will. But I'm gonna put some pause. Be back. I'll be back one time. Do a share real quick. And yeah. So we are back. Okay, I'm back. Sorry, that was a long ass time. But yeah. I'm gonna get on the blanket. This is 4:35. The fuck? Okay, sorry. Put this away. But yeah. I'm excited for the future. It's 4:37 a.m. Get in bed. Wake up. Get my uniform. And yeah. I'm putting my headphones in my little container. I wonder if I should, like, do a day in the life vlog again like I used to in high school. Or with the Chick-fil-A. I should, that ass. Do like a TikTok vlog. Oh my god, that would be awesome. IRL stream. Nah, I wouldn't. I'm not that popular, unfortunately. I wish I was popular. No, well, not like that, but like, I wish I was well-known person so I could do that shit. Live the life of JKP, the GOAT, the king, the streamer, the artist, the podcast creator, the athlete, oh my god, the worker. There's so many things I could fall under. It's crazy. I'm excited. For Chicago, very excited. Cause when I'm back in Chicago, I feel it.
another version of JGP. Alright. But, yeah, I don't know when I should get that movie out. Maybe summer. Hopefully by then I have the new car and life is even better than it already is right now. Yeah. I'm very good at that. No matter what. But, in high school, college, or an adult, fucking sleep schedule is always gonna be dog shit. Might as well go try to sleep soon. Cause I do work. Friday, so. Yeah. But, like I said. Next one. Probably in the summer. Or June at least. But yeah. We'll see how much everything changes. But for now, living good. I set up my goals and stuff. And my college relationship. I'm on Hinge. A serious dating profile. See what happens there. On my days off. See if I could hang out with friends. Go out to, because I work on weekends. So there's no, like, I mean, technically I could always go after work, which I'm gonna do, but that's kind of crazy. My off days do shit. Maybe go out, you know, go to the bars or stuff like that. Maybe even after work on, like, Fridays or Saturday. Even Sunday, maybe hang out, go out, maybe have a drink or two. I don't know. Go out for a date or something. There's so many things I could do now as a 21-year-old compared to when I was fucking 19, 20, making these. More so when I was 19. Because I didn't even have a car under my name. Now I have a car under my name. No. Money and shit. Legally allowed to drink and do that stuff, so. Yeah. We'll see what I can do. I'll see how it goes when it comes to, like, Hinge and all that shit. But until then, it's Jacob, JP, JP, whatever you guys want to call me. I'll be back. I don't know what one of these. So, 4:41. So, good night.